This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Also soon to be at full employment, the general counsel's office at ExxonMobil, the world's biggest publicly traded oil company, is being investigated by the New York State Attorney General, subpoena in hand, looking for reams of documents related to climate change. Specifically, what Exxon knew about global warming versus what it said. Did it mislead the public? And also, did it mislead its investors? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
If you are a public company, there are some things you have to tell investors about under securities laws, like risks.
It's very typical for any large company to disclose a whole laundry list of risks.
Lynn Stout is professor of corporate and business law at Cornell.
From the potential failure of products being developed to issues like this, the impact of climate change and possible regulatory responses.
Since 2010, climate change has been understood as something corporations have to talk about if it could affect them. Donna Dabney directs the Governance Center at the Conference Board.
The issue with climate change is that companies tend to have trouble with the probability part.
How much will the sea rise? When will it rise? Will it flood my plants? ExxonMobil, of course, is an oil and gas company for which the impact of climate change is patently significant.
ExxonMobil has consistently, in public, communicated a message of doubt and uncertainty about climate science. But what the recent revelations show is that in private they were having a very, very different conversation.
That's the view of Naomi Oreskes, professor of the history of science at Harvard. Exxon didn't respond to a request for comment. It's also what the New York Attorney General is investigating under a state law related to securities fraud called the Martin Act. J.W. Verrett teaches at George Mason Law School.
The phrases in the Martin Act are very, very broad, and an attorney general can use that and the incredible penalties associated with it to leverage settlement very quickly, and they have.
This is the same law that led to a settlement with Bank of America after the financial crisis of almost $17 billion. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.